Where are we starting off? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been way too long since we've done this.
Of the other ones were like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. 2018 was our last recordings.
Yeah, that's
That's
crazy.
Too long.
Yeah. Well, I thought 2 years, not four. Was it really four?
2018, man. That's the last time we recorded was 2018.
We're in worse shape and older than we were.
What's that?
I said me and you are in worse shape and older than we were.
Worse shape than ever. And I've got long blue hair. It's turning green. It's awesome. I'm one flannel away from looking like Rosie O'Donnell, bitch.
So
welcome to Campfire Talk.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be like a new thing, like Campfire Talk.
Dude, this could definitely be a thing.
Yeah. Just Campfire Talk.
Talking to microphones at a campfire.
So the old podcast is no more.
Yeah, so Modern Brain is no more. Somebody else sniped that name after we were using it because we shit the bed on doing constant recordings and everything else. Everything has been switched over to Anchor, so thank you to Spotify for providing a free service.
Yeah, it worked out.
But we really got to name this podcast, like, right now.
Yeah. Well, are we going to talk about, I guess, what our other one is now, or we're waiting on that one?
I think we should wait on that one for a little bit.
So things to come on a different podcast.
Yeah, so we have another project going on that's going to be have an actual direction to it instead of just being a directionless conversation like this one will be.
Yeah.
That'll actually feature people, you know, and
discussing
that kind of stuff, discussing their lives and our lives.
Different things. It'll be cool. More information to come. You'll see those.
So we'll put out that website here in a little while.
Yeah, we got a website up for that and everything.
We'll once we do our first recording and stuff, we'll make an announcement so that way you guys can actually see what we're doing. And
yeah, and that'll be a cooler podcast because that's not cooler. I don't want to say take away from this one, but like I was saying,
one's fucking dog shit.
I think this one,
we got extension cords everywhere right now.
This one's just a goofy one that we do for fun, and it's going to be more of us talking shit, kind of like how Modern Brain podcast was, just us talking about fucking crazy life and all the things that go on in it and whatever. The one that anyone who's listened to us before knows.
Yeah, shit's been wild though, dude. Like, I don't know. I don't think we've talked too much. Like, we've played some games and talked on Discord and whatever else, but shit's been crazy. Like,
yeah, well, it's not like we've been distant for 4 years.
No, but I mean, like, we haven't, like, had a real, like, serious conversation and, like, sat down and been like,
oh, no,
you know, what's going on in life. It's just been
things are
fucking around.
Crazy. Things and, are fucking crazy. Now more than ever.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Shit's wild.
We skipped, like, a whole... We started off with, like, right when Black Lives Matter movement happened. That was, like, one of our last episodes. We touched on that and then disappeared into the
fucking
end of the night.
Jason Bateman got choked to death.
What happened?
I couldn't remember his name. George Floyd.
Oh.
That's the name that popped in my head.
What the fuck happened to Jason Bateman? I love him. No, I don't even. I just know that's a guy from American Pie, right? I think.
Jason Bateman. American Pie.
Isn't it?
I don't know. He's in like Ozarks. Have you seen that on Netflix?
No. Whatever. Enough about fucking Jason Bateman. Anyway.
Coffee cake.
But yeah. So,
Shit's been weird.
A lot of COVID stuff. You got COVID?
There's a fire between us.
There is a fire.
I feel like
between
this
us.
Is dangerous.
Definitely is. So how was your experience with COVID?
My COVID experience actually wasn't too bad. I mean, it sucked. I didn't even know I had it at first. It just kind of felt like a hangover. Even though I hadn't been drinking. So I knew something wasn't right, but it was just like a migraine, light sensitivity. Like, I was throwing up the night before. So I was going to go into work and I decided not to, and, got a COVID test that day and it turned out to be positive.
It's smoke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And, every day it was like a new symptom. It was really weird. Like, what the fuck off? sorry, with us recording this outside, there's going to be a lot of noises behind us.
Yeah, you might hear some cars and stuff.
So it kind of started off like that, kind of like a hangover. I didn't
I'm
really
going
get
to get AIDS if I sit here any longer.
Like soreness. Like
it is all flowing right into my eyes and nose holes. Like, look at the shadow.
Yeah, what do we do about that? I'm nice and warm. I'm fucking
I know, I'm warm,
right,
but I also can't breathe.
Go get a mask.
It's because you said fucking George Foreman or whatever you said, and he couldn't breathe, and now
George
I can't
Foreman.
Breathe.
Choked well, out.
You said Jason Bateman. So anyways, different symptom every day.
Yeah, it was like, you know, the next day, like, it kind of felt like a cold, and then, I was just really fucking tired. Couldn't really breathe. You know, maybe 3 days in, 4 days in, I was just extremely tired and didn't want to move. Even trying to go, like, walk up my stairs to the bathroom, I was completely out of breath. Like, even having a conversation like this right now wouldn't have been a possibility. And it was kind of tough because I was trying to not get my wife or my kids sick, but we don't exactly have a spare room.
Yeah, yeah.
So I spent all my time on the couch. And, yeah. You know, just my wife coming in a couple of times, she wound up getting it. And, you know, same symptoms, you know, it turned into like a cold, runny nose, sore throat, you know, extreme exhaustion, not being able to breathe. And I don't know, I feel like if I wasn't vaccinated, it might have been much worse.
Yeah.
Just because I am overweight and I am...
Yeah.
Type 2 diabetic. but I also think maybe the vaccine is kind of bullshit too, because
yeah.
You know, I got it anyway, and it was only maybe 2 months prior that I had gotten my last shot. So
you feeling better now? Like
I still have some like some shortness of breath and stuff, and I know I'm out of shape, but I was never really, you know, even as a big guy, I was never really that out of shape. Like, I was. I mean, yeah, it's not like I could run a fucking mile and breathe fine. I'd probably die. But at the same time, even just at work, you know, lifting, you know, the chains and everything else that I do, you know, hooking up cars and shit like that to be able to tow, it just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And it pretty much exhausts me every day, and I was never like that before.
Yeah.
So it's been a strange experience with that. And, you know, I'm hoping somewhere down the line it, you know, returns back to normal, but there could be permanent lung damage that I don't know about. So I guess we'll find out. Maybe I took another 20 years off my life. You are so smoky right now.
I can't fucking stand it soon.
what do we do? Do we move it?
Well, for right now...
and sit next to it, we can touch toes?
Right now, it's okay for a couple more minutes, but I think if we push it forward, maybe, we'll still be in the shot, but this can be a little more out of our fucking way. But we'll see. So yeah, COVID happened here too.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Jen got it. Stepson, if you will, or however you want to refer to that. We just say that all the time. Like, he always called me stepdad.
her kid.
But yeah, right. He also got it.
Name drop him. That's cool.
Not like people can't look on fucking Facebook and find out.
Why ain't your shit private, bro?
But anyways, they both got it, and yeah, I there was numerous times. I'm an anxiety riddled fuck, and we all know that from previous things, and my anxiety was at like an all-time high. I'm like, I have to have it, you know, and I probably ran her through hell thinking that I did have it every day and freaking out. But knock on wood, somehow I didn't get it, I guess. I don't know. I felt really crappy a bunch of days. I feel crappy now still. Like, my breathing feels off.
I'm sure the smoke is not
well helping. Yeah, I'm sure right now, but my chest and like lungs and back have been, my shoulders are hurting like crazy. Like, I'm super sore all over. Feels like I've been weightlifting, but I haven't, so I don't know what the deal is. But yeah, I don't know if I have it. Every time I've tested, I've tested negative. I've tested 4 times total, or 5 total in like 5 months. And every single time it came out negative, so I don't know, whatever. Yeah, and then I guess the only other thing is my brother had gotten it, and yeah, he was not doing too well. Me and him were both vaccinated. We both got Pfizer. I guess I should talk into the mic and not just away from it at you.
You're picking up okay.
But yeah, I both got Pfizer, 2 shots. He got extremely sick, like deathly ill, to the point where, like you said, couldn't breathe, couldn't talk, nothing, couldn't go, barely go to the bathroom. Like, that's, he slept like 20 hours a day.
Yeah,
basically.
That's all I did was sleep.
Yep.
I mean, I couldn't even sit there and play a video game. Like, I just wanted to sleep the whole time.
Yep, that's what he did. He slept the whole time. He got up to go to the bathroom. That's it. He barely ate. And, long story short, he called me the one day. He was like, "Hey, I don't feel good." He's like, he told me a bunch of times he didn't feel good, but the last time he was like, "I'm going to go to the hospital." He's like, "I'm at the point where I can't breathe." He's like, "I don't want to go because I feel like it's going to be a death sentence, but I have to." And I was just like, damn, like, what the hell is going to happen? So anyways, he made a Facebook post, and one of my cousins got a hold of him, and then, you know, other family members got involved, and I don't want to say their name just in case they don't want to be a part of stuff, but either which way, they brought him medicine. Turns out the medicine was ivermectin, the big horse drug that everyone keeps talking about and talking shit on. And
so what you're telling me is your brother really just had worms this whole time?
Yeah, horse worms. Not even regular worms, horse-sized worms. But yeah, he...
that took a minute.
he took ivermectin. He took basically a natural form of hydroxychloroquine, took vitamin D, Z, C, took NAC tablets, On Guard Plus. I don't know, took a series of different pills. It was like, he said like 10 or 12 pills a day total. But 24 hours later, he called me and he's like, "I feel better. I'm not going to go to the hospital yet." 48 hours later of taking that medicine, he's like, "Dude, I don't know. I feel a lot better."
Yeah.
3 days later, 72 hour or whatever, 74, he was like, "I'm good." He's like, "I feel like 80% better."
Now, my question in all of that now, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to discredit, you know, the medications or vitamins or anything else that he took.
I'm skeptical of it too.
And but, you know, how many days in did he finally start that regimen? Because maybe he was on on the back end.
Could have been on the up and up.
Yeah.
And he could have been coming through from it. And that's what I thought too. But here's the thing. He was sick for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Real sick, and like, or 2 weeks, something like that. He was at the point of going to the hospital thinking he's going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
And 24 hours after taking that medicine, it turned into, "I don't think I have to go to the hospital." 48 hours was, "I feel 60% better." 3 days later, he's like, "I'm perfectly fucking fine."
Yeah.
All I'm doing is coughing.
Yeah.
So we can chalk it up to, could he just been on the up and up? Maybe. Is it the medicine? Probably. And here's my other scenario. So my doctor, and this is the same thing that just recently happened, my doctor left the practice that I go to. He no longer wants to be there, and he is completely gone.
Yeah, you said he went to a private institution, basically.
Yeah, he went to like
a private practice.
Yeah, another practice that doesn't involve insurance whatsoever.
Okay.
That way he can prescribe whatever medicine he sees fit, and he doesn't have an insurance company telling him yes or no.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem with our medical, everything in the United States, just period, is that the doctor doesn't really prescribe you the medicine. The insurance company is what's going to decide what you're actually going to take. So
yeah.
It could be a cure for cancer. You'll never get it because the insurance company doesn't want you to get it. They want you to pay for other shit. It just turns into a whole mess.
Yeah.
And that's where our government and our medical whatever is just trash. But long story short, he's like, I'm over it. I can't do that anymore. He's like, I became a doctor to be a real doctor and prescribe real medicine. So we were talking, and he got the shot one time because he was forced to initially. They wanted him to get boosters, and he said no. He got a, what's the word? Not a pardon, but a, like a free pass on that shit. I forget what
the
word's called.
An exemption?
An exemption. There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, he got an exemption. I think probably like religious from what I can gather.
Okay.
From what I can gather. He got an exemption to not get the boosters. And then he just tells me, he said flat out, he's like, "Ivermectin is something that," this was his words, he was like, "Ivermectin is something that will cure you or at least assist you with COVID." And he's like, "The studies that are out there," and I forget the numbers he threw out, but he's like, I think he said 70%. Ivermectin has a 70% success rate in people who have taken it that have COVID in assisting them, if not getting them off of, you know, getting them through COVID, getting them out without dying or having complications. The other drug, and this is where I should have all this stuff in front of me, but again, I don't, and come on prepared to everything. I'll come more prepared to our other stuff. This is just kind of off the cuff, but...
Yeah, I have bullshit notes here, but...
Yeah, I don't remember the names and stuff. It starts with an R. I don't know. Anyways, Biden's pushing for it right now. He's pushing for this medicine to be the number one, like, treatment for COVID. So if you go into the hospital with COVID, you're going to get this medication as a treatment.
Okay.
The doctor said that that medicine has a 30% success rate on people with COVID to help.
Okay.
He said it is insanely expensive, almost to the point of being unaffordable, and your insurance company gets slammed in cost, which is good for everybody because that's what it means, that hospital's making money. That's why it's all set up that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said it's super expensive, doesn't really work, and it does a tremendous amount of damage to your kidneys. He said up until the point where, like, there has been cases where people take it, and the first time they take it, they're having kidney failure, like kidney disease, like it, like signs of kidney disease and everything else. Like,
okay.
Bleeding, all kinds of shit. And yet that's the medicine that we're pushing. So, again, to go along with what you said, I can't speak personally because I, knock on wood, don't know if I've had COVID, don't want COVID. If I get it, I get it. We'll see what happens. I'm going to take the same shit my brother did, though, I'll tell you that, because he made it through, and that's kind of what this doctor just left his practice for.
Yeah.
I think our government is fucky. I don't know. And there's no, just so
I definitely
many
think there's a lot of weird shit that's been going on during this whole COVID situation, because, like I kind of fell off the bandwagon of, you know, following all this shit. So, you know, excuse me for not really knowing, you know, any of the recent data or, you know, any fucking of the stuff smoke. That's been going on or the medications that they're pushing and telling you
names.
Not to use. Like, I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know any of this shit.
Oh, yeah, everything and I'm telling you, if I tell you names, I'm not claiming to be a doctor.
I feel like I just kind of got burned out because...
It's crazy.
It's just too much. It's too much stuff to try and pay attention to in, like, everyday life.
Yep.
And while, you know, I'm relatively, you know, interested and want to have a vested interest in... what's going on, I fucking stopped because it just got to be too much. Like, it creates division between, you know, family members and friends, and it's just too fucking much. Like, there's no reason for it. Like, there's no reason I can't have, like, a differing opinion from somebody else and still be friends or still be family.
I almost feel like it was created to cause division,
yeah.
Just like everything else that's happened lately. Like,
and, like, same goes for, you know, Trump being in office and everything else. Like, yep. You know, I talk shit and whatever else, and, you know, I didn't support him. I don't support Biden. Like, I don't think, you know, I don't care. Like, I don't care anymore. I care about my country. I care about the people that live here and stuff, but I can't anymore. Like,
nope, I agree. And that's
all the options are shit.
That's where a lot of this shit is boiling to. And I, in my honest opinion, this is fucking crazy.
This.
Yeah, it's got to go forward. We have a video editor, right? We can use.
Yeah.
Because this needs to be cut out, but I have to move this. This whole time.
We might have to move it completely, just because I don't know where. Here, I'll stop this real quick. It'll just be closer to the fire.
Yeah, I can't have it in my fucking face the whole time. I feel like all I did was breathe in smoke for 20 minutes straight. So, are we picking back up from here?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Some technical difficulties.
Yeah, fucking smoke in my eyes and in my lungs for 20 minutes.
It was a bad idea putting it directly in between us.
But, yeah, so... yeah, I don't know. Back to, like, the whole COVID thing. I just, like you said, we didn't look up. I don't know. Me personally, I didn't follow a whole bunch. I did here and there. I'm a Facebook user who looks at stuff, and then I wind up reading some article. I'm like, this is bullshit. And then I look up on Google something else, and then I start reading into stuff. So here and there, I did watch stuff. I don't know. All I have to say is a lot of the shit that I read about ivermectin shows that it works. People take it and they feel insanely better.
Yeah.
And the fact that the news media and the government and everyone else is pushing that it's a horse pill, which initially it wasn't created for horses at all. It was actually created for humans.
No, I think that was another point of division for our country is media companies stuck to the fact that it is a horse pill when, what is it, billions and billions of doses have been put out to everyday people, and I get it, it's a dewormer and whatever else, but there's plenty of medication out there that gets used for other uses.
Yep.
And they have nothing to do for why they were originally created. So why we got stuck on the fact that this one thing is a horse pill only, and you're an idiot for taking it and whatever else.
It's completely untrue.
I don't know. I've never done the research. I'm not a researcher. I'm not a medical person. But it seems to me every now and then, you know, there's a good story out there that,
well, it's an
I took this and I feel better.
I think it's an agenda push, in my honest opinion. I think it's something else is going on, whether it's a pharmaceutical company making more money or whether it's some other hands and stuff, whether it's just to make people crazy and not know what the hell's going on in their own country. I don't know. But yeah. I believe it's garbage. I really do. And I, you know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I took the vaccine. I'm not 100% against it. I believe it did help me because I made it through this long without getting COVID. And I highly doubt that was because I just am immune to it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe that at all. So, like I said, I lived with two people that had COVID and I didn't get sick somehow. Or if I felt sick, but I didn't show symptoms. Or, I mean, didn't show positive on a test. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just think it's crazy. I think that it's crazy medicine. People talking about stuff. And, okay, let's just skip the whole fact of ivermectin and whatever. I think it's crazy the fact that people can talk about stuff and talk about ivermectin or talk about medication like a Joe Rogan and be considered crazy or being now canceled. And people are looking into his stuff and then, oh, he said the N-word. Oh, he did this. Oh, he did that. And trying to ruin his career all because they were upset that he spoke about ivermectin. Or you know, it's just, it makes no sense. And I'm sorry, you can look at the news media videos with Joe Rogan that they did. They doctored the way his fucking face looked.
Yeah.
Made him look sick, made him look pale, and made him look like he was dying. But if you watch the actual video footage from that newsreel, he looks perfectly fine. Looks no different than you and I, healthy as hell.
Well, I mean, he looks a lot different than us.
He looks a lot healthier, but I mean, his skin tone, everything, he was fine. He was just talking about what he took, and he's fine. That was after he was recovering, but they made it look like he was about to die in that video, and that was all just for...
And the whole time, he just looked like a mini fucking Dwayne Johnson.
Just like the shit that's going on in Canada. It's the same thing. Well, the news media is lying about stuff.
I don't want to discredit, you know, those that are out there that have died from this, because...
Oh, no,
I mean,
not at all.
One of the police officers in our town, you know, down there, passed away last month from it. And, I've had family members that got it and got sick, and, you know, one of our friends actually passed away from it.
My buddy
and,
passed away.
You know, it's a sad reality, but every single person reacts differently to every single disease. And to say that this is cut and dry, this is the only thing that fucking works, is bullshit. You're not taking into account genetics. You're not taking into account, you know, the gut microbiome, and you're not taking into account all the different factors that come into what makes a person a person.
And I'm sorry, but you can't just come out with something and... I don't care if it was 6 months, 8 months. I get you needed to... The world was going crazy. Something needed to be done, so they came out with a vaccine. And I don't discredit that, and I don't say anything was wrong with that. But to say that that was the be-all, end-all thing and nothing else could be used, we should get vaccinated, we should do this. There's no research behind there. Not research. Let me rephrase that. There's no... what's the word? There's no time behind that. There's no evidence of this doing shit over a long period. We don't know what the consequences are of taking it. We don't know what
we don't know what long-term effects are taking this vaccine or taking these medications. And then
it's also very hard. One, you already asked people to take a vaccine. So I think it was 70% of the populace, 50% or something got vaccinated. I don't remember the number, but a lot of people got vaccinated. Great. But now you're saying, oh, well, that vaccine didn't work right. We now need to send out a second one.
Yeah.
Well, now you got less people getting the booster. Then you're like, oh, we need to release a second booster. So there's people that are triple dose now that got a second booster. And now the last time that Biden spoke, he said possibly there's going to be a third booster or Fauci. I'm sorry, but at some point, fuck that. You're like, how many, what do you want me to take a booster every 3 months for the
rest
of
time? I've never gone for another booster. I took my initial shot, the second one, and that was it.
Yep.
And that was back in, August of last year?
Yep.
And I get it. Maybe I should, but... I mean, I caught it a fucking month after I got it, so now I have not only natural immunity to it, but I've also had the vaccine, so... And it's not even that I'm immune. I shouldn't even say that. I have natural antibodies from getting COVID.
Yep.
So...
Well, that's how my doctor initially...
If that's, you know, actually better,
That's what my doctor
taking
said
the vaccine. Why do I need to go get another fucking booster?
That's what my doctor said initially. He said in his belief, in his reality, he's like, in all honesty, I believe everyone. He's like, I don't think we should do anything necessarily. He's like, the survival rate of COVID, he's like, granted, there's been a lot of deaths, and he's like, and it's horrible. He's like, but it's no different than like when the flu first came out. There was a ton of deaths that happened from it. He's like, so we started to come out with some medicine here and there. He's like, but it took years of us studying. He said, but the initial flu didn't wipe out the population. He's like, you know, fucking people were immune to it. They built them antibodies. They became okay. And he's like, it's the same thing with COVID. He's like, I believe that everyone should get sick. And he's like, and go through it. He's like, yes, some people are going to pass away. He's like, but some people that are going to come out the other end are okay. He's like, their survival rate is actually really high. He said in children, it's completely almost 100% survival rate. He's like, there's no real child death that's happening from it. Yeah. Yet we're saying kids at 5 can get a COVID vaccine. Well, how the fuck does that make any sense? If kids aren't dying and just getting a little sick, like a cold, why the fuck would you vaccinate your kid at 5? I don't know.
I mean, I can only assume the fact that, you know, those kids that are going to preschool and kindergarten and in elementary and whatever else, you know, I can only assume that their thought would be, if they get a boost, you know, if they get this vaccination, there's less of a chance of them getting it and taking it home to their parents, grandparents, and whoever else.
Yeah, I can
see it from that point of view, but at the same time, most kids don't really show any symptoms other than maybe the sniffles or my tummy's upset. But other than that, like...
And you can't just... And I'm sorry, you're asking me... I don't have children, but you're asking me...
Well, you have
I,
one
I'll
here.
Yeah, technically yeah. do now, yeah. but I mean... It's like you're asking me to inject my 5-year-old who's growing and completely, he's growing up,
yeah.
going through all the stages of maturing and everything else in his body, all his hormones, everything are all fucked up anyways. He's growing. And now you want me to stick something in him that you have no idea what the long-term effects are at 5 when you have no clue what that does to, let alone an adult, let alone an older person, and let alone what development things that could cause for him at the age of 5.
Let alone.
I'm just saying. It's just like, I don't know. I the whole COVID thing is a very hot topic. It makes people crazy. You don't know what to believe here.
Well, there's a very good chance us putting this up could get it taken down. Like
yeah,
this episode.
No, for sure.
And it is what it is. I mean, again, my opinion is.
I'll tell you now.
Do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's my opinion. Do what you want to do.
Here's my opinion. If it gets pulled down, if like this would get pulled down just because of us talking about it, that means something else is going on that shouldn't be, because there's no reason you can't just have a discussion. I don't give a fuck, right or wrong, whatever the person's saying. We're talking about freedom of speech now. You're taking that away from people, and that's the shit that's happening in Canada. That's the shit that's happening everywhere right now.
Nah.
You're taking away people's freedoms to be able to just speak their mind, or let alone be like, hey, I don't care if I tell you I ate shit and it made my stomach not hurt. No one else in the world is being like, hey, eat shit. No one's ripping me off of Facebook or social media because somebody else ate shit because I said to.
You know that's an actual thing?
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I'm being serious, though.
I'm sure people eat shit. I don't know. I'm sure there's people that do anything.
No, there's an actual thing because of, you know, all the science and stuff that's going on with the whole gut microbiome. There's actual, like, shit replacement therapies. And there's pills that you can take that are actual feces that have bacteria in them to change your gut microbiome. It's so fucking weird.
I don't know, but it just... We need to put some more wood in the fires. I'm getting cold now.
Go ahead. I can do it.
I just think that...
How much wood you want, baby?
A lot of wood. Put your wood. You want me to get it, or you getting it?
I got it.
All
right. I just got a rock out of the chair.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it's a... I think it's all a mess. I think everything's a mess. And, yeah. You want to talk anything about the Canada stuff?
Yeah, we will. I'm fucking fat and covering you right now.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, hold on a second.
Godzilla's eye.
Let me get the hell up, too, before I get more cinders in my eyes.
I didn't mean to fucking cinder you.
Hopefully we'll be warm here in a minute. We'll get some more heat back in this bit. But yeah, I just think things are crazy, crazy time.
Anyways. Yeah, everything's been fucking crazy. I mean, you look at, you know, Canada right now and this whole issue that Canadians have with Trudeau, all these truckers that are creating blockades and, you know, they're starting to do that here. They're trying to organize to go down to D.C. and it's wild. I mean,
I see it happening.
You have people that are trying to fight back against a system that is oppressive, essentially. I mean, they're telling you can't do something because you're not wearing a mask or you're not, you know, vaccinated or this and that. And it's like, I get it. I do. I understand. You want to protect your constituents in some degree and whatever else. But at the same time, people are going to do whatever the fuck they want to do. And
you can't say that people have freedoms and then be like, hey,
yeah,
by the way,
you can't
do these 10 things. I mean, that's not free. I mean, I understand.
I mean,
like,
same thing with laws and everything else.
Yeah,
I mean,
I get
you can't just go out and kill somebody, but...
Yeah, but that's like common sense shit. We're talking nonsensical stuff now of like, hey, wear a mask that doesn't do anything for you. I mean, never been proven, unless you have a K95 mask, a fucking regular mask, you can spritz right through it with a fucking hook. Like, any sprinkle that someone's spitting out, you're not getting protected from a regular mask, yes or not at all. You know what I mean? It's not doing anything for you.
Man.
So for someone to be like, hey, you need to do this, which makes no sense... But we're telling you to do it, so do it, or you can't do anything else. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your livelihood. Your kids can't go to school.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation is, you don't do this, you're not getting anything. Well, I'm sorry, that's not how that works. And so people are finally like, it took fucking 2.5 years for someone to be like, fuck this, I'm done. And so the truckers got together and they made a coherent, peaceful opposition of like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm standing up and I'm done. And they did it in such a way that it actually affected the government. It wasn't just like a 20 people standing outside with picket signs. They were like, hey, we're one of the biggest things you need for the whole country to survive.
Yeah, truckers, in order to get any goods in a store or, you know, delivered to your house or, you know, taken to fucking Amazon for even,
taken to
you know,
a,
instance
a,
or
anything.
Anything.
Any
anywhere you want to take
goods.
Things.
Yep.
Majority of those items are taken by a truck.
Yep.
And
at some point, even if it went a ship overseas, it still got to a truck and made it to the store or whatever.
It's wild to see, like, you know, I see news articles here and there or, you know, something pop up in my Google feed or whatever about, you know, supermarkets in different areas that don't have, you know, say chicken or baby formula or, you know, all these different items because of shortages and because of, you know, I can't say it's attributed to, you know, the truckers' protest and everything else, but... You know, if that keeps happening and more truckers keep joining, that's going to be a real issue everywhere. Like,
nope, I agree.
There was an article about a family that was looking for baby formula to be able to feed their baby, and they had to travel up to 130 miles away just to find a can of fucking formula.
Well, see,
and that's wild to me. Like, I've never seen that ever in my life, seen shortages like that of anything.
Well, that's the thing that's crazy is, like, you can fight on both aspects of is what the truckers are doing right or wrong, because someone's going to argue and be like, hey, I can't get formula. This shit needs to stop. Stop the truckers.
Yeah, maybe this is even bad to say because of, like, the idea of truckers killing fucking babies. Like, maybe somebody will pick up on that and be like,
yeah, oh, that's not what's
not
happening.
Not only are they, you know, white supremacist, racist, now they're killing babies.
Yeah,
like,
completely the not true narrative of that at all. But here's the thing, though. So the government can simply make some decisions or at least talk to them. And so from what I've heard, Trudeau has not spoken to any of them at all.
Yeah,
the only thing that I heard that he did, the chief of police or whatever at the time, tried to talk to them, and the chief of police wound up resigning now. He's gone.
Oh, really?
In Canada, in Ontario. Yeah, he left.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
that's crazy.
It's like, it's just, and then I forget what they call it, and it's, I forget what it is in Canada. I know it's like martial law here or whatever, where they lock down everything, and I don't even think it's martial law. What's the shit called where like the president just controls everything, can make snap decisions right here and now, and I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I don't either, so how stupid I am. But, basically, he has right to do whatever he wants now and doesn't have to, like, wait for something to pass or whatever. He can just enact different things. And he is now forcing police to arrest these people to, you know, potentially they're out there with batons and fucking shields and bats like
riot gear.
Like
and
riot
shit.
Gear and shit. Yeah, they're out. They finally went out. Now they're pushing people back and throwing them around and shit. And the scariest part about all that is regardless of how you want to look at it, whether you want to say that people are trying to take their country back because, you know, the person with baby formula, it's a terrible thing, isn't getting it because the trucks aren't moving. But on the same scenario, all that guy had to do was just talk to the truckers, hear them out, and potentially try to change some things, or at least say, hey, can we take 2 weeks? You know, let's sit down, talk, we'll figure things out, go back to work, let things go to normal for like 2 weeks, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Something, anything. But instead of just being like, pretending that what they're saying doesn't matter at all to the public, listen, you're not listening to your people.
Yeah.
You're not listening to what they're saying at all. And you're just going with, and then not to not only listen to them, but then to completely make everyone seem like they're terrorists.
Man.
Call them white supremacists. Call them terrorists. Call them fucking.
Could there whatever. Be a few of those in the bunch? Of fucking course there everywhere. Could be. They're everywhere. But to label the entire movement as a white supremacist fucking anti-baby movement.
Yeah, you showed a video or you showed footage of two people. The same two people, one guy with a swastika and another guy with a Confederate flag.
Yeah.
And that's what you showed. I mean, we have friends in Canada that we play on PC with and shit and Xbox and whatever. Well, mainly PC, but they're like, they flat out said on the news, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it was those two images plastered up on the news screens saying that the truckers are racist, they're like anti-Semitic, they're fucking terrorist, they're whatever they could possibly say, and they just showed those two people, showed the swastika and the Confederate flag. And I'm sorry, you have, what, 100,000 truckers in this movement, or whatever it is, and you're showing two people, and you're calling the whole group racist?
Yeah.
You're saying that the whole group is terrorist? What terrorist act have they committed? Nothing.
Nothing.
They haven't done a single violent thing at all. It's been the most peaceful. You want to talk about Black Lives Matter versus this? Black Lives Matter was destroying cities, ruining people's livelihood, killing each other, beating each other. There isn't one murder so far that I've heard about in this whole Canadian fucking movement so far.
Man.
There isn't one storefront that's been smashed. If anything, they said it's more like a festival. People are out dancing and giving each other food and helping each other.
Trying to bring diesel to truckers and the government's taking it.
Yeah. Well, they tried to bring money to truckers and what the government do?
Yeah.
They took the money
shut
from them.
Shut that shit right the fuck
they
down.
Shut their bank accounts down. And then they tried to do a GoFundMe. Then the government stepped in and said to GoFundMe, this is a terrorist organization, you can't do this. So GoFundMe shut everything down.
Yeah.
Then they said, okay, well, we'll do it through e-currency. We'll send them e-currency because the government, that's a non-government regulated currency.
E-currency.
Huh?
E-currency.
What? I'm right on that, right? That's what it's called, electronic currency.
I guess.
So they tried to do like...
Cryptocurrency, maybe.
Cryptocurrency, whatever. They tried to do... It's e-currency. I think that's e-commerce, isn't it? Electronic commerce. Like, whatever. Either which way... They tried to do shit with...
I've just never heard e-currency. It made me giggle.
I've heard it before. You've never heard that?
No.
Whatever. Anyways, they tried to do shit with like...
I never heard of that light as a feather shit either, but...
They tried to do like through cryptocurrency, they tried to send money to them and the government closed that down too. So, and not only did they close it down, but they went into the news. Well, they didn't close it down. Let me rephrase that. They went on the news and media everywhere and said that cryptocurrency is a underground sex trafficking.
Yeah. Sex trafficking, thing, like drug trafficking.
Drug
and,
trafficking, sex
you know,
trafficking.
Whatever else.
It's all for terrorists use it, and it is strictly a white supremacist form of exchanging money and goods. And that's not at all. That is not at all what that is. But the
might be a tiny little subsection of that. I mean, I'm sure there's some of that gone on. But again, people do that with fucking paper currency. So
it's just you're looking at it's
crazy. For what, a year straight, YouTube was allowing people to stream from whatever country that was, whether it was Somalia or Nigeria or whatever it was, some African country, of them selling slaves at that time.
Yeah.
There were live stream slave auctions.
Yeah.
What was that, 2019?
I don't remember.
That might have even been in 2018.
Yep.
But that shit could stay up. But if you say COVID, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole problem with everything, even like our social media. You're talking about... The government is losing the news. They're losing the ability to pick and choose what people hear, think, and see. And it's like, it's so crazy that that's their strongest thing. That's their strongest play.
Yeah.
Their strongest thing that they can do is feed all the dumb people that don't want to read anything, don't want to look anything, who go to the news on TV for all of their information about worldly things. So they go there, and the news media completely lies, throws out a false narrative, and then everyone looks at that and believes it and takes that for truth. And there's no other way for you to go and get other information except for online, Google, social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever kind of thing you want to look at. And now you have findings of Google, findings of Facebook, findings of Instagram, Twitter, miscrediting or removing fucking posts completely, removing information off of the internet, hiding things, coming up with a disclaimer. Fucking Facebook now is going to tell me what I can and can't believe or what's real and not real way before I ever even get to see the post. Oh, hey, by the way, before you look at this post, just know that this may not be real.
Nah.
Well, I have a picture of a fucking half pig human that I can fucking share on Facebook, and Facebook doesn't say, hey, this may not be real, but if the word COVID or Black Lives Matter or any other thing that they want to confuse people on is said, then they're going to put that disclaimer. Hey, this may or may not be real. Well, it's fucking crazy, dude. It's crazy the world we live in.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
It seems to be going downhill fast.
No, I agree. I think the media, social media, media in general, just everything is a bit of a crap show. I think it's only getting worse. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's supposed to happen, what's going to change. I really do believe that, kind of like Canada, at some point, people are going to have enough. There is going to be a mini revolution type thing that happens here. I really do believe that it's going to lead to that at some point. People are just tired of everything.
Meh.
I mean, for the longest time, for what, 2 years, 3 years, you had all the election shit, crazy stuff leading up to the election, shit after the election. Then you went right into a Black Lives Matter movement where black and white people were supposed to hate each other.
Meh.
And it seemed like the whole world was that way.
Meh.
News media wanted you to believe that every black person hates every white person, every white person hates every black person, no matter what channel you watched. You either heard Black Panthers, you heard black this, black that, or you heard white
Antifa or white supremacists.
Or you heard white supremacists.
Nazi.
They used every big word they could do to confuse people and make them scared. And then after it turned into the white and black thing, then they started talking about Asian people weren't being treated right or anything. And it just changed all this shit.
And I don't discredit that stuff. I don't. I mean, I truly believe that, you know, black people get the short end of the stick. It is what it is.
I mean, all the time.
And again, I don't mean it is what it is. I just,
yeah,
it's a hard topic to try and cover, especially as a white guy. Like,
it's hard to talk about even now to discuss. But my whole thing is the way that they portrayed it is not the way it is now. I'm sorry. It is not that bad. It is not to the point where every cop is shooting a black person.
No,
on the street,
I think there's select areas where it is still a current issue, though.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all.
But that's anything, though. I mean, there's current issues for all kinds of shit out there still.
Just like with guns, you can say, so I can find people get murdered every day. So I can go look up how many murders happened yesterday to guns.
Yeah.
And then on my news channel, I can then show, look, there were 30 people killed with guns yesterday. We should get rid of guns.
Meh.
Well, the whole thing was there's been 30 people killed every day with guns. And if it's not guns, it's knives. Because you can look at like Canada where they don't have guns.
Yeah.
And there's 30 people killed with knives. But if on my news station, all I show are those 30 people killed from any different state, doesn't mean it's in one area that it's bad.
Meh.
But if I show those 30 killings every day and that's all I talk about, everyone that watches the news is like, holy shit.
Guns
look
are absolutely
at all
terrible.
All these people getting killed by guns.
Yeah.
Guns are the devil. And that's not how it is. Bad shit happens everywhere. I mean, you can, if I found the 500 cases of people dying from Tylenol, I bet you I could make people freak out and be like, I don't want to take Tylenol anymore because I want to die.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with this whole, all these movements. And then you have this shit right after Black Lives Matter movement, it turned into whether you're gay, straight, whether you're bi, tri, all these fucking crazy names and all these other, I'm sorry. And that some of that I think still to this day is just a little bit of bullshit of like, I have to be this, this, and this, or I'm non-binary, trinary, quadruple sexed, triple, like, shut the fuck up. You're just looking for something. You're looking for attention. No one else was asking you any of those questions. No one cared whether you were gay, straight, or bi. No one gives a shit. Unless you're trying to come at me and I have to tell you, no, I'm not gay, or no, I'm not straight, or no, I'm not bi, whatever. No one cared. But you want to make it such a thing that you have to have a title now. It has to be a special title that no one else has. So you have to make 6 new things up. And, oh, I love somebody, but not in a sexual way, unless it's my father's side. And I can love a girl, but only a boy if it's a married person. And like, just shut the fuck up. Shut up. You're doing that for attention. I don't care. And I'm sorry. Again, I just, it's not even that I'm angry about it. I just don't care. And I don't know why it's forced down my throat constantly. The biggest issue I have with all of it, and again, it's not something that I, and again, I don't want to like make a scene or have somebody get upset with me. And you can tell me if I'm wrong. But again, I'm sure we're going to have 100 people. If they do watch it, they're going to be like, oh, it's I'm tri-binary this and that. And this means this. And again, I don't care about your name, what you classify yourself as. I don't care. And I don't have to care. That's my right. And the only thing that I have a problem with, which again, it's not me personally. I don't have a necessarily problem with if a man was a woman, became a woman, or a woman became a man, and they want to be called him or her or he or she, or hi, my name's Lisa and his name's really Todd, I'm fine with calling you that, and I'm fine with doing what you would like because I'm a nice person.
Yeah, as am I. I mean, I feel like you could come to me tomorrow and be like, I want to be called fucking
yes,
Andina. I mean, like, that's fine, yeah. Whatever. I'll call you that anytime yep. you want to. But if I make a mistake, don't fucking call me out and act like an asshole about it.
And don't tell
I've
me,
known
don't
you as Andy
it.
The man yep. for fucking 20 years.
And
so
here's my whole thing. Let's say on the flip side, I'm not a nice person and I don't want to call you Tom Arella or whatever. And yeah. I don't want to refer to you as a woman. I feel like that is my right to be able to do that. And for you to tell me that it's your right as a human to be called what you want to be called, well, now you're taking away my right as a human to be able to say what I want to say. And so if I know that you're a biological man and you want me to call you a woman and I don't want to, I don't feel that I have to. I don't feel like I should be forced by law. It could be considered a hate crime if I don't refer to you as a woman. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, if we really want to look at it, you are a man. You became a woman, and I will call you a woman because I'm a nice person and I'm going to do the right thing. And so what if you want to be called a woman? I don't give a fuck. That's your choice. But if I'm someone who is anti that, religious, whatever the situation is, and I don't want to call you a woman, there is no reason on this earth that I should be forced to call you a woman.
Man.
Just like you could tell me your name's Tom and I don't want to call you Tom, I want to call you Guy. Well, I'm a dickhead that won't call you by your name. And to have the police come to your door and possibly call you a hate crime because I want to call you Guy, that's bullshit. Sorry. Just my opinion. I don't agree with it. And, yeah, so we had all that shit thrown in our face.
Meh.
And then it's just everything, man. People without jobs, people with jobs, jobs were an issue. Couldn't find work for the longest time, and then all of a sudden there was more jobs than there were people to fill the jobs.
There's still more jobs out there than there are people to fill those jobs. And
yeah, because you had all the shit with COVID, all the crap. You had people getting free handouts and money left and right, which they needed it, and I'm not saying I don't mean it in a bad way, but they were getting money because they needed help. And then help wasn't necessarily needed as much anymore, but people still wanted to get that free help instead of going back to work.
Yeah.
So you had jobs being like, here, have a $5,000 sign-on bonus and
meh.
Make $25 an hour to clean a hotel room.
Yep.
What the fuck? You're like, okay, you know. And now that shit's kind of over with, now you got jobs who are like, hey, we don't care. Like the sides have flipped so much. Now it's like, hey, if you get COVID, we expect you back to work 3 days later. And if you're not, you're fired.
Meh.
And it's like, well, wait a minute. No. Before, if I told you I had a sniffle, you told me to stay home 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me if I get COVID, I'm coming back to work 3 days later.
Well, I think a lot of that boiled down to not only people that were abusing that kind of system, you know, I don't feel well, I'm going to stay home, but also the fact that businesses are stretched so thin. I mean, they really are. There's so much short staffing that's going on everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking shame. I mean, you have people out there right now that are like, I can't find a job. And I'm like, bullshit. Walk down the street. Walk down the main street in our town. There's 100 fucking job postings yep. there. Do yeah. you want to do those jobs? Yeah. No, because they're fucking most likely minimum wage jobs. But can you find work just to get by for a little while? Sure you fucking can.
Well, that's the best part. I think one of the funniest things Biden said at one point, he was like, oh, well, to the like workers, to the people who have these jobs and businesses, he's like, hey, you know, why don't you pay your people more money? How would you like them to pay more money? Like, we're in a time where shit is so hard to get moved around due to COVID, due to all the restrictions.
Man.
You have people not working, and now you want the company that is not selling as much, lost half of their employees already, and you want them to hire new employees but give them more money. even though they're taking a loss on revenue for all the sales that they had, they're taking a loss on how much they're producing because they don't have the employees, but yet you want them to pull more money out of thin air and offer more money an hour. It just doesn't make any sense. You sound stupid.
Well, I mean, there are companies out there that are trying to do better as far as the wages that they're paying and
for
stuff.
For sure.
And it's companies that have that money already. I mean, you know, a small business, a local mom and pop shop, obviously isn't going to be able to support $20+ per hour, you know, for people, especially depending on what kind of market they're in and what kind of business they're actually doing. But, you know, these giant corporations that are beholden to shareholders is the biggest culprit of not only wage theft, but also the fact that they're just underpaying people because they can. Like, you have McDonald's, okay? I will gladly, like, if I were to be eating at McDonald's all of the fucking time, I would gladly pay a dollar or two more for my meal to make sure that that person that's working there can support themselves.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a family, but to be able to support themselves. But you look around at a lot of these places, like even out here, you can't live off of minimum wage.
Not
you
anymore.
Can't.
No, I honestly don't understand.
You absolutely cannot do it.
I have no idea how people are surviving whatsoever. Like, if I was not with my girlfriend in the situation that I am now, I don't know how people are living on their own in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, a one-bedroom apartment, even in our little shit town, like, not even here, but, like, in Lebanon,
$1,000
a month?
If not more. Yeah.
And then you have to pay your fucking utilities? Meh. So you're looking at maybe $1,500 to $600 a month in bills. And that's not, like, well, all right, let's say maybe $1,800 in bills. That's your car insurance, your cell phone, your cable, your internet, your home, your place to rent. People are not making $1,800 a month in some jobs take home. So you're asking people to pay more. I don't understand how a one-bedroom apartment
with the way the
$1,000.
Inflation and everything's going, you know, prices for just basic necessities is going up. Prices for fuel is going up.
I know some people in, like, New York or whatever, they're going to be like, oh, a one-bedroom apartment for $1,000, that's a steal. I get it. Some areas are like $4,000.
But you're
for
paid 10 times what these people are.
Yeah, the people out here, like, we're talking minimum wage out here is what? Did it go to 15? I don't think it's
no,
even
15.
It hasn't
even been raised yet.
It's like $10 an hour minimum wage or something, like nine something.
No, our minimum wage, I think it's still, is it $8.25?
Is it that low?
I think so.
Oh, well, whatever. Minimum wage out here is dog shit. And I think McDonald's might pay like $10 an hour or 50, or maybe $12 an hour.
They have advertisements for being paid up to $15 an hour.
If you're a manager, though. Like, that's like,
there's a little 15, asterisk right there, and it just says, if you're a manager.
Up to 15 if you're a manager. So the average person's making like $10 an hour, and then you want that kid out of high school who's making $10 an hour or whatever the situation is, you want him to go get a job or go get a home or an apartment somewhere. And he can't do it. He can't get a one-bedroom apartment, or even a studio apartment, for less than like $1,000. Three-bedroom apartments, a family. If you had kids, a fucking family home to rent is like $1,800 a month, or to $2,200 a month.
Yeah,
it makes no sense. You're $2,200 a fucking month for rent.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
absurd.
And that's not
your
utilities. Three bedrooms are $3,000. I mean, it's just it goes up. It's like, who the fuck has $3,000 to pay for rent?
And the worst part about that is
$600 electricity bill.
With the way that everything is, everybody wants you to make 2 to 3 times that. Yep. So who the fuck is making $9,000 a month to be able to, you know, especially like in this area? Like, who's making $9,000 a month that can go and rent that fucking house? Yep. A doctor?
Yep.
There's only so many fucking doctors. And
well, then you want the economy to go back to normal. How the hell do you want people to go on vacation and go on trips? They're barely making enough money to live in their apartment, let alone go get a hotel in New Jersey or Ocean City or Atlantic City or Florida.
Oh, well, those trips aren't for the poor, sir.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get time off.
I know.
You're a paid slave.
I know. When I go there, there's fucking poor people, or not a single poor person in sight. It's the best time ever.
I go places, and I'm like, ugh, pleb.
Yeah. I go to New Jersey, I'm like, thank God I'm out of Poorville.
New Jersey. What part of New Jersey are you going to?
I went to that Francis Scott Keys Resort. That's a nice place, by the way. But, I'm just talking shit. Like, you go to, like, fucking Florida, and you're like, oh, this place is beautiful. And you're like, thank God there's no fucking plebs here. There's no
thank God the poorest can't come here.
Poor folks back in town. I don't know. It's a mess, man. It's the whole country's a mess. And like I said, like you said,
you've gotten snobby since you've gotten into a relationship. You fucking piece of shit.
well, look at this awesome view. No, no, it's like, it's just, you know, it's everything, man. It's gas, like you said, gas up to what, almost $4 a fucking gallon.
It's over, well.
Not over $4.
No,
it's close. It's like $3.70.
I buy diesel all the time, so it's over $4 a gallon.
But
I think the last time I filled up, it was $4.19 a gallon to fill my truck.
Well, it's crazy. You got
which
people,
is absolutely insane.
It's crazy. You got people like our friend, mutual friend Jeremy. I'm not gonna say his name, but he was talking about his car. He's like,
I wish I would have kept the fucking Tesla.
Yeah, his Tesla payments were crazy high, so he got rid of his Tesla. But now the gas is so expensive, you wind up spending more than you did in the Tesla.
I don't know
payments.
Why he's bitching about the Tesla payments, motherfucker. You live at home. Yeah. You ain't got nothing to buy. You pay for your cell phone and your car and your kid. Like,
he's gonna listen to this. Be like,
calm your tits.
It's just, I don't know, again, it's just a mess, and I don't know how any single person, let alone anyone, survive, like, even us. I mean, it's not, things aren't, like, tight here, terribly, but it's just, like, you see a bill, you're like, holy shit, we just got an electric bill, it was, like, 500 and some bucks.
Now, our fucking gas bill was $200 last month, which, I mean, isn't anything to, you know... be that concerned about for us, but at the same time we're like, holy fuck, how is our bill $200? It's never been $200. You know, maybe $100. You know, our electric bill isn't that much because, you know, we have gas heat and we have
electric heat, which sucks. Our electric,
we're at least
bill,
conservative about it a little bit, but
our electric bill has been like around $300, but I think we like took money, we were holding it for something else, and then we were gonna pay off like the long story short, it came out to like $500. It was really like $300 is what came in for the bill, but still $300 a month for electricity.
Meh.
So you add that on to the, and we lucked out, got this awesome place for what, like $1,200 a month.
I have no idea what you're paying.
I'm saying like $1,200 a month, and then the electricity being $300. That's $1,500 right there.
Meh.
Just between electricity and rent, and we lucked out and got a huge place for $1,200. This $1,200 is what a person gets for one bedroom.
Yeah.
Just because I live a little bit further, a little in a more rural area.
Now you're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I love it out here.
There's literally a mountain that goes from there all the way around you.
I love it though. It's beautiful out here. It's peaceful. You know, it's funny. For the longest time, growing up in the city, growing up in cities, never really being in a rural area my whole life ever.
Nah.
This was like the first time. And when I first started dating Jen and coming out to visit her, I was like, man, I don't want to live this far away from town. Now that I've made the move, I really enjoy it.
Oh yeah,
I
it's
really
so much
do.
Different.
It's just
like
peaceful.
Even going from living, you know, when I lived with my dad in Philadelphia, like in that area, everything is just a constant go, 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 running and running and running. And if you don't talk fast enough, people think you're retarded and like just all kinds of stuff. And moving out here, that change of pace, even just, you know, in the town that I'm living in now, that change of pace is so much better. Like there's no stress. You do what you're doing and you go about your life. And, you know, if somebody wants to stop and talk to you, they'll stop and talk to you. And like, you don't get that in a lot of like the bigger cities and stuff. Everybody's in a hurry to get wherever they're going because there's so many people.
I hate not having a Walmart here because Walmart has so much. But at the same time, I like the fact that I'm like, I need to go to the store and get something. I go to the little local store. There's 10 other people in there. I go grab my stuff. I'm out. I'm home.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, the stuff that we want from Walmart, we do a lot of online shopping now. And we just have stuff delivered. And it makes it so much easier. Instacart is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Can we do a pause here? Because I've got to pee. Yeah. We can fix the fire and do whatever.
And
yep. And
maybe
we'll cut audio here or something. All right. So we're recording again?
So welcome back to Campfire Talks.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
And a little colder. We ate.
Yeah, it's so cold out here.
We just had some.
It's like Mystery Science 3000 style.
Yeah, you guys can't see us right, but it's cool.
At least you can see the fire. That's cool.
Yeah, so we're at the fire, we're hanging out, and
where did we leave off?
Pot pie.
Sorry, COVID.
Delicious pot pie. I don't know. I know we were talking about like just Black Lives Matter, everything just being crazy.
Yeah, everything's just been so fucking crazy lately.
Yeah, whole topic
and
off,
just
on the subject of crazy shit.
I don't know anymore, man. Like, I just don't know anymore. I don't know.
Canadian,
what to do, where to
Canadian
go,
truckers.
Like, Canadian truckers are fucking protesting, they're trying to do it here, I just
don't know if vaccines are good or bad, COVID's all out there to get you,
everything's just wild right now, everything,
yep.
It's a shame, like, I really thought I was going to raise my kid in, like, a At least a decent world. I mean, I'd always known the world has been a little fucking crazy and messed up and whatever else, but, like, you know, we're dealing with these problems right now. I can only imagine what their generation is going to have to deal with.
And well, that's the thing that the most recent thing I saw with everyone, and again, I don't know if I agree with it or don't or whatever, but you look at everybody, and they were saying, like, just a video of, like, how everyone's just a big puss right now. Everyone's such a pussy about everything. Can't say anything, can't talk anything, can't say a name, can't make fun of something. Everyone gets bent out of shape, and it's just a big puss. And because of that, they're like, what do you think these pusses that don't want to work, don't want to be called anything, can't get hurt by every individual thing? Oh, my employer wants me to work harder. I hate my job. You know, that kind of stuff. Like, just people who don't want to do anything. And those are the people that are going to be the ones that grow up this time. You know what I mean? That are going to run the country in 20 years.
Yeah.
Where do you think it's going to go? I mean, it's going to be 10 times worse than it is now. At least in my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, shit's just been crazy, dude. I don't even know what to say at that point anymore, other than that, like, shit's just crazy, and the future's going to be real interesting for everybody.
Yep. That's it, all if we don't go to war with Russia and all that shit happens, too. Which, again, I think a lot of that is, there's, my brother was sharing, I'm getting wafted by smoke again, it's like making me die.
It's because you moved in again.
just like all the shit that's going on with Russia, it's been happening for years, like, years and years and years. You can go back to, I think it was traced all the way back to like 1994. I think I shared I have it somewhere on my phone too. It's like, you know, 1994, Russia is about to invade Ukraine. 1995, yeah. Russia's getting closer and sending hundreds of thousands of troops to Ukraine. 1996, they're doing military exercises, you know. Just, it's a constant.
Do you need to move?
I might have to soon. Just a constant thing. It's been going on every year, and I get this time could be more serious and whatever. It's just, again, I think it's all just, I don't know, either a smoke and mirrors game more, or a...
I think it's just another, like...
One direction, or
I think
just
it's a power
bullshit.
Play. Like, yeah, I think it's just another, like, Cold War kind of deal. Like,
I think it's a power play on Putin's part, because he realizes we're a joke of a country right now. Sorry to say. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. He had all the crap go on with, I mean, the rest of the world, I'm surprised, are not super pissed with how we just left Afghanistan. Like, leaving the... one of the recent interviews I saw with... I'm not a huge fan of Tucker Carlson. I think he's kind of a dick, but some of his stuff is good. And he was just doing a thing, and they were just like, we look like crap as a country. Like, you had left, what, $80 billion worth of military equipment, helicopters, and everything else.
Yeah.
And you just left the country. You just left it to the terrorists. So... They're more armed than they were in the first place. What was the last 20 years for that we fought? And all those lives that were lost, all the U.S. military citizens,
that
died.
Yeah, it's not even just all that. The fact that our government recognized the Taliban as a more governing body than the Afghani government is a fucking problem. You know, you would meet with those people and try to make peace treaties and everything else and try and help them more than you would try and help the Afghan government. And don't get me wrong, we spent all this time there trying to train those people and protect those people and whatever other bullshit they want to feed you, but like, you literally sat down with leaders of the Taliban and were like, what can we do to make this better?
Yep.
And they're like, fucking leave. And we left. Like,
and I just don't understand, like, and then you want to tell those same vets that were there or had the, you know, just whatever, that, hey, we're not going to help you in this country. You know, we're not going to give you better medicine, you know, better Medicaid, better, just better anything, better money, better anything. You know, like they treat them like shit when they come back and you want new people to go into your army. Well, you know, there's less people. If I remember the statistic, there's less people in the military now than there has been in the last like 20 years.
Well, a lot of the incentive isn't there anymore. I mean, they did away with,
Well, the thing is, you want them to fight for a cause, such as all the shit that went on in Afghanistan, and then you completely just reversed on the drop of a dime what the last 20 years meant. So all those people that fought for 20 fucking years, or whatever it was, close to 20 years, was for nothing, for literally nothing. You left that country in the exact state it was in before, we didn't improve anything, and if anything, we made it worse for them because we left all this military equipment for the terrorists that are there.
Well, if you think about it too, that we really went there for no reason anyway.
Well, yeah, it's all oil. Everything's money, dude. Yeah. Everything's money. But that's the whole thing with everything. Everything
to go back
money.
To like the military incentive, like back in the day, you would get a pension. You would get a pension when you retired. Now it's 401k. 401k doesn't guarantee you fucking anything. You lose money, you gain money. Like, the pension system is gone now. You have a choice between a 401k and I think there was one other thing. And they completely did away with it now. So if you were grandfathered in at the time, you were fine. But now there's no real incentive other than the fact that maybe you'll do 4 years and, you know, get some college education out of it and then go from there. But there's not really an incentive other than if that's really what you want to do.
Yep. I don't know. I'm getting killed. Back up or something.
But I don't know. This has been a little bit over an hour here. Of us just talking, you know, catching up on current events and talking shit and whatever else.
We can just like kind of wrap this up, I guess, or get close to wrapping it up. But this is more or less us. We kind of went off on a tangent like we always do and just talk about crazy shit, or I did. And I guess the main thing is we're back. We're going to be doing podcasts on a regular basis. This is something that's going to happen. we're going to try to do two, technically.
We have another big project that's going to be going on that's going to have, you know, other guests in. Typically, it's going to be one guest, and it's more of a, you know, backstory telling kind of deal of, you know, your upbringing and everything else. And
we're just going to hear people's stories, their life, what they've done.
Obviously, we don't want to release the website or the name or anything yet because we're not.
Yeah, I don't want
you know, we have stuff made, but we're not 100% there yet. But as far as our first couple episodes when we do that, do we want to do our backstory to kind of introduce who we are?
Yeah, I guess we should. That'd be a good way to start. Like, we'll just have it each episode, one of about the other, you know, one person.
Do one, you know, you interview me, I'll interview you. And
yep, I think that's a good way to start.
It'd be a great way to just be like, this is where we're coming from, so, you know, we can understand some of the hardships that are out there. But anyway, so that is very soon to come. Yep. That's going to be a big production because it's not only going to be audio only. There's going to be video, and we'll have some social media postings and everything else. And just keep an eye out for that because that is coming, and that is kind of especially for me, that's kind of my passion project right now. And
something we really want to dump into. Yeah,
I hope you agree. I mean, I want this to be.
Yeah, no, I
want this to be something and go somewhere.
I think the next one is definitely the. This podcast is more or less for fun. I would like for this to go somewhere, but
this is talking more or less shit. It's two guys that don't fucking know anything. And
yeah, there's a lot of people who may not agree with what we say or like the way we talk, and that's fine. And this may not be for you, and I get it. And there's probably a lot of family members who are going to be like, I hate this. You know what I mean? And that's fine.
I hate that you swear so much. I hate that.
You're a dummy. You know, the way you talk is just dumb. That's fine. And you don't have to listen. But this is mainly for us just having fun.
Yeah, this just is like just for. Nothing. It's just
a shitty,
us to
fun
do.
Podcast to talk about. We're going to talk about real world topics. We're going to talk about games. We're going to talk about anything. Anything that pops in our mind at the time, we're going to talk about it. We'll have people on here, too. We're just going to talk. This is just shooting the shit, in a way. But the other podcast is literally going to have a direction. There's going to be, you know, it's the same thing every podcast. You can expect the same type of thing, just with different people, with different outcomes. And, it should be fun. It should be fun. It should be good.
Well, I wouldn't even say you should expect the same type of thing. It's going to be completely different.
Completely different stories.
It's going to be different in the aspect of we have a direction to go with it.
Yeah, we have a general concept of what the podcast is going to be about.
Yeah.
This one here.
This one
we
is
have
just
some
us.
Ideas about like what we're going to talk about, kind of, but then we just go into some crazy shit and it winds up turning to be 2 hours long. But,
Before we do end here, so I did take down some notes about different stuff, and we covered actually almost everything. I do have one dumb question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think you're good at fucking?
I remember that. I know why you're asking this question.
Yeah, I know you know why I'm asking this question.
Somebody else asked this question. Yeah,
in another podcast, but I was listening to that, and I was like, I really should talk to him about this because I think it would be really funny.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to doing the deed, do you think you're any good?
Probably not, no.
I definitely don't think I am at all.
Yeah, I think that's a question that every person would probably, for the most part, be like, yeah, no. And I don't know. I have no idea. I think I'm...
I think I'm mediocre.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, I just...
It can't be horrible or the person would leave.
Yeah,
I can't
I
be great because I don't have people knocking on my door to be like, you should be a porn star. But at the same time, it's just... It is what it is. I mean, I don't know. I think that's a tough question. I'm sure I'm horrible. I don't know why she's with me. She probably cries herself to sleep at night. But, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, you're supposed to be next to her. Don't you know?
I'm usually asleep.
She's standing up to just silently weep next to you after you fall asleep.
Once I'm asleep, I'm out. So I have no idea what's happening. Half the time they go to bed earlier than I do. I only get out of work at 9. They're in bed by the time usually going to bed by the time I'm done with work, and then I go downstairs and hang out, play some games and whatever. But yeah, no, it's I think that's a rough question.
That's a rough question. You're just fucking not doing any rough fucking in that.
all something I don't 100% want to talk about. Because how awkward this is with family members or somebody
else. Oh,
listening.
God. My mom's going to listen to it.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have a feeling she
you're
hates herself.
So uncomfortable.
No, I'm not at all. I don't give a fuck. I think she hates herself.
This is her punishment. She's paying penance.
Yep. Every time we have sex, she's like, oh, God, please.
Where's the gun?
Is it over? Like, I just...
She's just, like, raping herself with your body.
She's, like, punishing herself. Yeah. Like, all the terrible things I've done, this is what I deserve. like lashing herself every time I thrust. shit.
Anyway, I just wanted to, I had to ask that question.
Yeah, I've been, it's funny, when we started talking about the podcast stuff, I started listening to more podcasts again, and I just forgot how much I enjoy them.
I just enjoy,
they're fun.
I like music, don't get me wrong, but after, you know, driving for so many hours the way that I do and the places that I have to go and everything else, music just kind of gets old after a while.
Well, you can't listen to the
and
same
And often
song
you listen to the same shit constantly. Yeah. And I like podcasts because there's just, it's different every time almost. I mean, yeah, like if I listen to Rogan or, you know, whatever, you'll hear the same shit over and over again sometimes, and he'll, you know, reiterate the same stories to different guests
or
and whatever
or
else
that is on every single episode, you know. But like, you have different shit or like
there's interesting topics that they talk about that I find fascinating, you know they'll talk about, you know, diet and exercise or sleep or, you know, just general wellness, or they'll talk about, you know, shit that I've never even heard of.
MMA days or somebody else. Yeah. Just like anything could be thrown out there, and it's fucking cool.
And I listen to so many different podcasts now, and like I would say 90% of them are all like comedy, but because I just grew up like watching comedy. I love comedy. I love stand up. I love doing, you know,
well, the Two Bears,
seeing
One
all
Cave
that stuff.
That's just, they're funny as hell.
Two Bears, One Cave. Yeah. That is by far they're one of my favorite podcasts there is. Yeah. And if anybody that listens to this has never listened to that, it is Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer, two stand up comedians that are best friends. Yep. And they just go in there and just
shit.
Like this, shoot fucking shit for no reason because they can. And it's hilarious every single time. Did you see the Kool-Aid episode?
No.
Oh, dude.
Last one I watched was they had David Spade on. Well, it was just David Spade and Tom Segura, I think.
Yeah, because Bert was, he's on tour, I believe.
Yeah, it was still really good, though, that episode.
No, if we go in there, I have to show you the Kool-Aid episode, or at least the clip, because, oh, dude, it's so good. Anyway, enough about everybody else's podcast. We got big things coming, and I hope to actually, you know, get somewhere with it. I hope we can start gaining some listeners on that, and
it would just be fun
getting
to, like,
these stories out there. I guess realistically, we can tell you what it is. I mean,
we can go over the concept of what the new podcast is going to be. I don't want to give out the name because I don't want people searching it, because we don't have the website's not fully properly
done. We don't have everything 100%
completed. We have the website
yet.
Up. I mean, it is done, but it's not at the same time.
So the new podcast is essentially going to be us talking to anybody from everyday people to local leaders to, you know,
anyone we
people
get
of prominence
on, like, yeah,
when we get there, yeah, of, you know, just their backstory and the hardships they've had to go through and, yep, even the good times. And like, some of it's going to be lighthearted and fun, and some of it's going to be, you know, tragedies and, you know, terrible things that have happened in their lives. But
I mean, there's times where you, like, so you look at a police officer and you ask yourself, why are they a police officer in this,
yeah,
terrible
what made
time?
You, what made you become a police,
yeah,
officer?
There's 1,000 questions you can ask just to that one person, or a, yeah, or a medic or a doctor. Like, why possibly are you a doctor? Like, isn't it gross seeing all the dead people? Don't you get sad when somebody dies? Doesn't, you know, there's 1,000 questions you can go on and on. Or what made you just think about this? What made you want to become a surgeon?
No.
What made you want, or the homeless guy on the street? The homeless guy on the street. What happened in his life
that made him get
that got him
point
into the situation where, yeah, he's at? Not that I'm, you know, we're not doing it as like a trying to make money off the. I just want to know why. Like, what happened, just so other people can hear those individual stories and be like, wow,
yeah,
you know, that's crazy what he did. That's crazy what he went through. That's, yep, crazy what happened. And everyone, no matter who you are, has a story. Every person has a story of some crazy time in your life, some situation in your life, how you got to the spot you're in. If you're 20 years old, to 30 years old, to 15 years old, you have something that happened during those period of times that made you who you are and changed your life. I'm sorry, I'm like dying from this fucking smoke. I'm going to die.
Well, so yeah, that's our next up and coming project here, is just doing that. And episodes are going to be, you know, roughly 60 to 90 minutes, maybe shorter, depending on, you know, who comes in and what kind of stories they have to tell and, you know, where we go. But there'll be an actual website, and there's going to be, you know, the actual audio side of things. We also have a YouTube channel. We have a couple GoPros that we're going to be actually filming this with and stuff. So I know they're not the best of cameras, but it's what we got right now. So we're going to make do. And
I think our stuff's not bad, our setup. This setup tonight was just more of like a...
It's just to have it's something to throw up.
This is exactly what our show is. Like,
on a whim.
We were like, hey, we're going to do a podcast tonight because we haven't done one in a while. Let's start it back up. Let's get it rolling now. Since we have all the ideas, we're doing everything else. Let's get one recorded. And then it turned into, all right, where are we doing
it? We're
going
to have a fire.
Where are we doing it? Like, it popped up, and we're going to do it at my house. Okay, are we going to do it inside or outside? We went to a store. We're like, let's do it outside. And then, well, let's have a fire. Let's light some torches out behind. It just started a random shit.
I fucking love these rocking chairs,
yeah,
by the way.
So here we are outside in the cold. It's like 30 degrees outside. We're sitting by this fire, which really isn't producing much heat, but it sure is a lot of smoke.
I'm kind of warm.
I probably am warm.
My hands aren't warm, but
I'm
kind of
warm. But I'm crying so much from all the smoke, and I've ingested so much smoke, it feels like I've smoked 12 packs of cigarettes. I don't really know what's happening. All I know is I don't want to be near this anymore. And I really enjoy fires, but I feel like I'm the one guy, like, no matter where you sit. You ever go camping and you're like...
Every fucking... Dude, the last time you had a cookout.
Yeah, you moved.
The last time you had a cookout. Yeah. Everywhere I moved on this fucking deck, yeah, it was just smoke in my eyes.
Yep, I love that shit. When you're the one guy that the fire's like, F you, and it just blows smoke right in your face. That was me tonight. I sat here, and the entire time I've just done nothing but breathing wood. So
hopefully this audio isn't too bad with the wind. We don't even have windscreens on our microphones.
Yeah, who knows what this is really going to turn out like.
The whole
knows?
Time it could just be like...
And then here we are talking about how much better audio we have. We do have better audio. Things will be different for future ones. The ones that me and Tom do for fun... you know, those will be better recorded. Those are going to be in a better situation. The ones that we do for the other podcast will be in a much better scenario, hopefully.
Much more professional.
Yeah, yeah. That's the route we're going with this one. This one, again, more off the cuff fun. The other one is more
professional.
Professional. Yeah, it's going to be a more professional adventure.
So I can't stop coughing.
He's got COVID again.
You fucking gave it to me.
You just gave it to me. I guarantee. That's what my anxiety is going to be for the next 2 weeks. Tom was here. I got COVID. Yep. Gonna wake up tomorrow, cough once in the morning, and be like, "Oh shit, I'm dying. I need to go get a fucking AIDS test."
Hey, wait. Ooh, that wasn't good.
Cool. That's gonna now go on my nose with smoke. Good. I'm sure. Like, if you look it up online, what's the side effects of having wood smoke going in your nose? Are like not good, but definitely don't mix it with farts. You get real sick.
Oh, that wasn't good.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here.
It
I
is. Love
it. I just wish it wasn't so cold right now. Summertime, this would be perfect. There went my phone. Now we're done. So,
well,
anyways, things are coming in the future. We'll have this podcast is going to change its name. We'll release that soon. We're going to talk about that, get this a new name, and then we'll have the new podcast. We're tons of stuff to come. You'll see it on Facebook. You'll see it on Instagram. You'll see it on any of the social medias that we have. We're going to post everything. We're going to try to shout out to people so they can see it. We're going to take out some ads.
Man.
You know, we're just going to promote the hell out of it and see what happens. So.
And you will see a little bit of a format change here and there with this because, like we discussed before, we might do it on Discord. We might, you know, do it over Zoom and stuff like that here and there just for lack of scheduling and, you know, time to travel.
Yeah, this one's going to be, like we said, we should name it Off the Cuff or something because it's just going to be like, this is, we're going to try to have good audio, try to have a good quality setup, but this is more like he said, there's going to be times where you're going to see us streaming this over our computers on Discord.
Yeah.
Or you're going to see us in the house and we're running it, you know, just sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
Or we're maybe in a more professional type setting. You know, it's going to change from time to time on this one. The other one you can kind of expect more of a...
Yeah, you'll expect something more solidified in,
yeah,
you know, what we're actually doing and where we're doing it. So.
Yep.
But...
good things to come, man. I think this is a good start. I think...
it's been too fucking long.
Too long, and this time... it's not going to be too long. It's just going to it's going to be too much. Or people are going to get sick of us because we're going to be everywhere. We're producing episodes that's going to be out there. So I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just being stupid. But
yeah. Anyway, I love you, buddy. Let's keep doing this shit.
We will. Absolutely. Hopefully no one gets COVID and we can't do it.
Let's get this shit cleaned up.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Bye.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.
Fucking limp dick fucking microphone holder over here.
My dick is like inside me right now. I was in so